It's now my privilege to introduce tonight's speaker. On the 7th of April, he celebrated 1 year sober. Let's give it up for Alex.
Hey, my name's Alex, and I'm an alcoholic. Truly grateful for this awesome opportunity. A bit nervous, too. So on 4/7 of last year, I was introduced to the program of AA. And for me, it has been, and sorry for profanity, but this is the way that I'm going to say it because this is how I've been saying it. It's been one twisted, amazing, fucked up roller coaster. And that's called life. So, and I wasn't living life before I came into these rooms. I was at first, because we all started out as normies. But then life happens. And so, and that's when life really started to happen. That's when it kicked in heavy for me. That's when I decided that I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to talk about life. I didn't want to deal with life. I just wanted to stuff it and drink it, and that was it. And so, that's what I did. And I did the whole partying thing. I became a tower rat because I was living in Fresno. And I was drinking and driving. I was lying to my parents. I was doing all of it. And to go through all of that, and then on 4/6 of last year, I went to Fresno for one last time because God was done with my shit. And the way that I know that is because I drank myself into a blackout where they couldn't wake me up. And the security guards and the bartenders couldn't wake me up, so they called the paramedics. The paramedics couldn't wake me up, so they took me to the hospital. The doctors and the nurses couldn't wake me up, so they called my parents because I have a shunt in my head because I was born with spina bifida, and they thought something was going on other than the drinking. And my mom was like, "No, he's a fucking alcoholic." Yeah, right? And then 6:30 the next morning on 4/7, God slapped me the fuck awake. And I thought I was at Kauai Delta here in Visalia. Only to find out that I drank myself into that blackout. And I had done that. That's what I had become, was a blackout drinker whenever I drank. So, my mom and my sister ended up coming and picking me up from the hospital. And whenever I got home, my parents gave me their big book and set it in front of me and gave me the ultimatum of AA or get the fuck out. And so, at the time, what I thought I was doing was appeasing them. No. I chose AA just to sort of what I thought was getting them sort of off my back. So I went in. My first meeting was 6 hours after I got out of the hospital at the Nooner meeting at Bridge Street. And that was the beginning of my journey. On the second day, I had that desperation that it talks about in the book. And at the end of the meeting, I met my sponsor. Second day, and I get a sponsor. That's one of the blessings that I have experienced in this. And right away, started through the steps. He took me through it back to the 40s. And that's the way I needed it, because I'm one of those people that need it black and white, straightforward, don't fuck around. And get it done. And so that's what I started to do. And then when it came to my fourth step, that's where I got stuck for a month, because I didn't know how to really write it, but I knew that I needed to write it, because I needed to release all the stuff that I had attached myself to and that life had attached me to. And so, and then towards the end of that month, my mom told me, "Hey, Alex, pray that God shortens the reaping." And when she said that, I was like, whoa. And so, just going through the steps and really figuring out what was wrong with Alex and getting down to the root of the problem was great and amazing and sad, because I wasn't, whenever I was out, I wasn't focusing on my part of it. I was focusing on what the other people were doing and what their part was. And so that's what I had to face. And one thing that I believe has kept me here, and well, I know it's kept me here.
And it saved my...
Hey, Mom, I was in drama for 4 or 5 years, so I can talk like this and I have to.
So, the service kicked my ass. And I was introduced to Tuffy Paul, which is Larry United Fresno Young People's in AA. And I was introduced to that within the first 10 days of being sober. And I haven't looked back since. And we just got back from an amazing conference in LA. There were over 3,000 young people, alcoholics. And Nick W. introduced me to some people because he thought that there was a perfect position for the special needs chair. Last year on 4/7, I found out who my real friends were. And there were only two. There were two. And that got a hold of me. He said, "Hey, are you still alive?" And that proves to me who really cares about Alex. And so coming into these rooms and going through this process, I know God put me here because He knew I needed this. And I say that God has been a humor because He put a person with the initials AA in AA. Yeah, right? So, one thing that I started whenever I was still out was my job process, trying to find a job. And God started that whenever I was out. He planted that seed for me. And I got to continue that because He woke me up. And now I have my first full-time job. I've been there, I started out as an intern, then I became a volunteer, then I got hired on temporarily, then I got hired on full-time. And also to be a part of the Valley Speaker Series Committee and the Valley AA Group. God knows what I need to do in my life, and it's service. And the cool thing about my job is I get to be of service to people outside the rooms as well, because I'm a resource room assistant at Employment Connection, where I help people on their path to the job. So God knew that I needed to be of service inside and outside. And thanks, Bill, for asking me to do this because I'm totally out of my comfort zone right now. But I'm doing it, and and if you're new, give it a chance. Because I'm still here, and the people that got a chip, you're doing it already, because you're here. And as long as you do what's suggested, which I highly suggest, but for me, those suggestions, I had to turn into requirements. Because I know Alex throughout. And the old Alex is a professional half-actor. And so I knew that I had to make those suggestions into requirements. And some of those suggestions are requirements. But for myself, I had to make those requirements so I could get them done to the fullest extent possible without going back to the way that I used to be. Which is, I pick stuff up, I start it, I drop it, and I leave it be. Never finishing it. And so to be able to go through this and have a year, I survived a year without alcohol. I survived a year with living life how I should be. And actually living life and figuring out how to be an adult. Which isn't easy. But this is what I get to do today. And I will keep doing it as long as God permits it. So, thanks.
It's a little early. Do we have any questions?
I have a question. First of all, Alex. I admire your courage for being able to get up there and speak to us all. Cravings, and if so, what do you do about that?
I haven't had any cravings. Honestly, when life gets tough, and I deal with that almost daily because of my job, I take a moment, step out of where I'm at, and go pray. I say, and I recenter myself. And one of the things that I was told about was that I can restart my day at any time, as many times as I want. That blew my mind, because that's not how I've been taught and molded. And so now I'm getting to mold myself how I need to be able to live. And so, So, doing some prayer and stepping away and, yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
Yep, thank you,
Alex. Did you learn at that convention at Tuffy Fall there?
I learned that we can have fun in sobriety.
Right.
And that includes marathon meetings,
yeah,
and speaker meetings, and almost losing your voice because you're yelling because you're on the bid committee. So, even though Sacramento got it. But I'm stoked to go to Sacramento next year, so... And it was definitely a learning process, because I'm still new. Yeah, I may have a year, but I'm still new. So, and that's the way that I'm going to keep thinking, because every day we can learn something new. So, and that's the way that I have to live today. And then my two favorite things, I have three favorite things. My first favorite thing about that was the main speaker meeting on Friday night. The main speaker, he was off the rails, and it was awesome because I could totally relate to what he was saying. And then, of course, they had the rap battle. And and the third thing was getting to celebrate my sober birthday on 4/7 at Acts 12:47.
Hey, Alex.
What's up, Brett?
Congratulations on your year, and I just wanted to say that I don't know your mom, but I love her already. But the question is this. You touched on it a little bit, and I'm curious to know what step you're working right now, if you don't mind telling us, and how important do you believe the steps are to your recovery?
For me, I've gone through the steps twice.
Wow.
Once through the Big Book, and then the second through the Big Book Awakening. Because I can tell you now, some of that language is impossible to understand. Shakespeare in the Park. And so, when Patrick introduced me to the Big Book Awakening, it was like, okay, this is awesome, because it totally breaks it down, line by line. And if you get the chance to do it, I would definitely go through that book. And as for step work, I do whatever step is needed.
for where I'm at. And step work is definitely important, especially if you want to get out of your head. Because your head's your worst enemy. And going through the step work, and I will forever go through the step work until God says otherwise. Because step work is a big part. Well, you have to constantly do step work every day to get out of your head and figure out how to keep on going with life. And I constantly do 10, 11, and 12. And, yeah, so, thanks for that.
Both sides,
and I knew that looking back at my past, I knew that my life had gotten unmanageable when I had decided that I was going to stop drinking, and I got 3 months dry on my own. And then something happened in life, and I said, fuck it. And that's how I know that's when it became unmanageable, because that's when I became a heavy drinker. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And the reason that I know that is because of the blackouts. And then being in those situations where you're like, wait, where am I? How do I get home? Where's my car? And so, trying to live life while drinking. Because the unmanageability of trying to do that is near impossible. And especially when you drink the whole liquor cabinet at your uncle's house. In 4 years that you live there. And to know that you took a break from God, which is the stupidest thing I could have done. Because that's the only way I can live now, is with him. And he was always there. But I was living with someone who didn't believe in God. So that made me start to question. I was raised on God. And knew a conception of God. And went to church and did all that. And then I took a break from them. And then that definitely causes unmanageability of life. And so to go through this and find that connection with God again, yeah, it's been amazing. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So, and having a structure has really helped. So I do this. I read page 86 in the morning, amazing. And I do my third step prayer as I go to work, because I know what I'm going into. And I don't know what I'm going into. And so, having a structure really helps.
Hey Alex, are you sponsoring anybody now? Are you open to it?
No, I'm not sponsoring anyone currently, but I am open. So,
all right.
Yeah. So
so you guys can line up after the meeting. Alex is taking names.
Love you, Alex.
Love you too.
Any other questions?
Hey Alex.
What's up, Anthony?
Congratulations on your first year.
Thank you.
Seriously speaking, how did the terrain play a role here?
The Serenity Prayer is definitely one of my favorites. Because I've learned how to live in peace. and my life was not peaceful when I came in here. And so to get to say something over and over and over again, that's what we do with alcoholics. Really helps. It helps center and get into that peace. I mean, come on, it's called the serenity prayer. So, and to get my chip from my sponsor on Monday night was awesome. Because that solidified that I had done a year. And that I had gone through a new chapter. And now I'm getting to start the next chapter. And even this past weekend at the conference, getting to celebrate a year with 3,000 other people, and to have people come up to me on a Sunday. Somehow they found me, because I didn't know them. They were complete and utter strangers, but they came and they're like, "Hey dude, we found out that it's your birthday. Happy birthday, man." And that's the love. And that's the love aspect of all of this. We actually genuinely care about each other. And I'm truly grateful that God had this plan for me, because I didn't. Because I was willing to die. Because I didn't know how to live life. But I also wasn't asking for help. And I didn't ask for help for this either. It was shoved in my face. But I took it because I knew that I needed to do this. Because for me, to drink is to die. And I know that now. Because one thing that I want to share about is a spiritual experience that I had that I totally forgot about. One day last August, I was walking in Tabor, and I knew. This is how I found out that the obsession had been lifted from me. I knew the obsession had been lifted when I walked past the alcohol aisle and I started bawling in the store. I had a God moment. Because what I used to do when I walked past that aisle, ooh, I wonder what that tastes like. Ooh, I wonder how that feels. That was my way of thinking whenever I was drinking. And so to have a spiritual experience in a grocery store was awesome. Yeah. And to just live life today, day by day, sometimes minute by minute, depending on what my head is planning, without me even thinking. I get to live life today because of AA, and because of God, and because of you guys, and because of the room, and because of the fellowship, and because of doing the steps and doing the footwork that is required of me in order to live life. And so, with that, I thank you again.
Let's give him one last round.